Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. You know, every Friday after the 5:30 news this summer, we look for Destination Illinois. It's sponsored by the Illinois Department of Transportation. Destination Illinois takes a look at some pretty cool, unique attractions or neighborhoods, things like that around the state. I'm excited about this week. We're taking a look at the brand new San Cody Lakes Resort and Retreat. It's in Peoria, and with us now is KDB Group CEO Greg Berkland. Greg, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Okay. Is this making a silk purse out of a sow's ear? Because I understand you had this hole in the ground that you were hoping to work with Caterpillar on, and all of a sudden Caterpillar had different ideas.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We bought the property from the Athertons, who did the sand rights and mineral rights for gravel. And unfortunately, the sand and gravel pit kind of went in disrepair. And then we came along and we purchased it with Kim Blickenstaff, my uncle, and also Dwayne Atherton, the previous property owner, came up with an idea of making a camping site out there at San Cody using the natural San Cody aquifer.
I love it. And so the pit is filled with water, and we're not just camping out here, right? You're doing my kind of camping, the kind with air conditioning and Wi-Fi?
That's absolutely correct. So the tents are actually from the Netherlands. I brought them in about 14 months ago, and they look just like a safari tent from Africa, but they have full glass pane windows in the front so you can see the trout stream. They have full showers, and they have heating and air conditioning. So that's why we call them glamping, because it's glamorous camping.
And you're up and running now, right?
That's correct. We have been for the last probably a month and a half, and we are having people from Michigan, Wisconsin. Actually, we're having our fourth day with a local Wisconsin person coming down for the fourth time.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, that says something about the service and the tents. Tell me a little bit about the size of the tents, and because I think I read that one of them, or maybe the smallest even, or has room for two king size beds.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. Yeah, each tent has two bedrooms. The larger tent also has two bedrooms, but they also have a loft for the kids to kind of sleep in or actually play in. And all of our tents actually face our trout stream. Again, our trout stream is being furnished by the San Cody Aquifer. When we pump that water out, it's pumping out at about 49 to 52 degrees. And that's a premium temperature to raise trout and have trout in our stream.
We're talking to Greg Berkland here about the San Cody Lakes Resort and Retreat. You made the stream too, right?
That's correct. The stream's about a mile long. We use all the natural resources on the property. Dwayne Atherton knew exactly where a vein of blue clay was, and he dug all the blue clay out and lined the trout stream. Again, it's about a mile in length, and then we started backfilling it with rocks and pebbles and boulders, and I'm glad to say that we're actually having brook trout spawning. They spawned for the first time last year. So it's doing extremely well.
So I just love this idea, because you're creating... It's not that you're artificially creating a nature preserve, but in some ways you are. You're using everything that's natural, reconditioning it or reforming it into this sort of outdoor retreat.
You're absolutely right. A lot of the wood on the property is driftwood that we use for the structures within the stream itself. So, yeah, we are trying to use – we're trying to show other industry, if they have a defunct mining industry, be it gravel, sand – what they could do with that resource.
Greg Berkland is one of the brains behind the San Cody Lakes Resort and Retreat. Hey, you don't need to tell me, Greg. I swam in the strip mines in Grundy County. I grew up on Lake Mantina, which was an abandoned gravel pit, I think, at one time, too. So I know what you're talking about. I think it's a great idea. And you got, wait a minute. So are you talking, too, about a brewery and with the inside of a cave tasting room? Is that... in the works? Is that just in your head right now, or where are we on that one?
It was in our heads, and it is in our works. The cave itself was built in the late 1800s, and it was the Eichhorn Brewing Company that was in Spring Bay back in the day. German immigrants.
Wait, I'm going to interrupt you. So a real brewery used it in the 1800s?
That's correct.
Wow.
Yeah, Spring Bay had its own brewery. Actually, Spring Bay was larger than Peoria, Illinois at one time.
That is fantastic. Well, the name of the property is San Cody Lakes Resort and Retreat. Greg Berkland is talking to us now. How do people get more information, Greg?
Yeah, that's perfect. So if they just go to sandcodylakes.com, they'll find all of our reservation information, all of our outfitting and guide excursions, our boat rentals, day passes to use the beach, and also our cabanas. And we also have a world-class chef that we just brought on board about 2 months ago.
Sounds fantastic. Now, I'm assuming you have laundry service too, right, Craig?
That's correct. Yeah,
you
we
do
have all
not. You do not. Listen, great. I know you're busy. I appreciate you spending the time, and I look forward to checking it out.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate this.
And that's our destination, Illinois, for this Friday. Why don't we check in now with Mary to get a look at the weather and traffic?